Brian Lehrer on WNYC. NPR congressional correspondent Tamara Keith is here now with the latest on the suddenly unfrozen government shutdown and debt ceiling situation. Hi, Tamara. Thanks for taking some time for New York for this.
Absolutely. Glad to be with you.
So they had this meeting last night between the president and Republican leaders. How are they following up this morning?
This morning, apparently, staff-level talks continue. Senate Republicans will be headed to the White House in about an hour for a previously scheduled meeting with the president. But presumably, they have more to talk about.
There was speculation yesterday about a clean debt ceiling bill, good for 6 weeks, not tied to ending the government shutdown, but also not tied to any long-term spending cuts, which is what Republicans have held up the debt ceiling for before. They then get 6 weeks to breathe, at least on that. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's where it's headed?
Well, it's more than speculation, actually. It was a proposal from House Speaker John Boehner. I think that could still be in the mix, but I think it's much larger than that now. I think that there is a real focus on reopening the government, at least temporarily, and also along with that, avoiding default, raising the debt limit, also at least temporarily. I think that's where talks are headed, to something that is larger and gets negotiations going on some of these larger issues that basically Congress and the White House have been fighting about for the last 3 years.
So how big might it be? Could this be the beginning of the so-called grand bargain that the president...
or the mini grand.
Oh, the mini grand. I think I missed the mini grand. But people will remember the president and Speaker Boehner 2 years ago were somewhat close to getting a 10-year debt reduction deal that included Social Security and Medicare changes and also some new tax revenues to get through the big expense of the baby boom years and manage the long-term debt. But it was scuttled for a number of reasons, including that the Tea Party faction in the House wouldn't let Boehner go through with it. So
Right. Could
it be that much is on the table right now and that there are, you know, some historic negotiations taking place?
No. I think that The way I would put it is that there are negotiations about the possibility of negotiations. They are currently, I believe, at the staff level, developing a framework to have larger discussions. But I don't know if you get the grand bargain anymore. Maybe it really is just the mini grand. But there are a lot of people here who are concerned about the future of the country, also looking at their own legacies. I think that John Boehner and President Obama both are thinking about their legacies. And they would love to have something that gets us off of this treadmill of fiscal fights and also, to use a term that is used a lot, makes a down payment on our future. I think that they would love to have that. That's not the discussion that's happening right now. The discussion that's happening right now is how do we temporarily reopen the government, get the debt ceiling off, get the threat of default out of the way, and come up with a framework for having these larger conversations.
What is this mini grand of which you speak?
It might be a little tax reform, maybe some small nibbles around the edges on entitlement cuts and changes, but not the really big deal. Who really knows? And in reality, they've already made major cuts to spending and the deficit, and so you don't actually need as grand bargain as you needed 2 years ago. I think other things that would be part of this would certainly be trying to reverse or at least change in some way the sequester, those automatic across-the-board spending cuts that are truly taking a toll. I think that they would like to find a way to reverse some of the sequester, settle on spending levels going forward for the government, maybe make some changes to Social Security and Medicare, but maybe not big ones, maybe have some sort of tax reform, but maybe it's not huge tax reform. Maybe you're just getting rid of a few entitlements and making some corporate tax changes. It's not really clear how heavy a lift they could really do. I mean, given the fact that we've barely even been able to have conversations for several months here.
NPR congressional correspondent Tamara Keith with us. There are really three parties to these standoffs, right? The Democrats, the Tea Party, and the more moderate Republicans. Are they all represented in some way in these talks?
It's not entirely clear who is involved in these talks. I mean, I think these are very preliminary staff level talks. My understanding is that it's primarily the White House and House Republicans, and it would be more establishment Appropriations Committee staff. We're not talking about Tea Party folks exactly, though. Ultimately, the Tea Party people, even though they don't have huge numbers in the House of Representatives, they have about 30 sort of hardliners and maybe 40 or 50 others who tend to go along with them. I think that they will have a voice ultimately because their votes might be needed. And they've proven to have a voice pretty much every time it comes to a vote of the full House,
right.
those folks speak up and have
make
a voice.
And have a lot of power. And maybe as congressional correspondent, you can explain to me a piece related to that I have not understood through this whole thing. There are 240 Republicans in the House?
I think it's a little lower than that, maybe 235, something like that.
Okay, so in that ballpark. And we keep hearing the number that you used, which is maybe 80 or so of these Tea Party or Tea Party friendly members of the House. And Boehner says, you know, he abides by the Hastert rule. He won't bring something to the floor that doesn't have the majority of the majority of Republicans. But he has the majority of Republicans because 80 from 235, last I checked, was still a majority of the Republicans. And yet the Tea Party faction seems to have had the leverage to cause this government shutdown. How is it mathematically happening?
Well, let me give you another number, 218. That's what it takes to pass something in the House of Representatives. And Democrats have been holding very firm and saying, we're not going along with these ideas that you have. And if Democrats almost unanimously vote no, then Speaker Boehner needs almost all of his Republicans to vote yes. And the only way to get all of his Republicans to vote yes is to tack to the right and do what the Tea Party wants. This
right.
is but on how he gets unity.
Uh-huh. But on a clean budget resolution, budget bill without Obamacare strings attached, he would have all the Democrats and should have had, 150 or so Republicans. But it doesn't seem to be the case.
It doesn't work that way. those 150 Republicans will do what Boehner says, in short. And Boehner, Speaker Boehner, wants party unity and unity within his conference. And the only way to continue to have unity is to go along with the Tea Party guys for as long as possible. At some point, that's going to break down, but it hasn't yet.
Yeah.
And so in some ways, you could say that the 150 are enabling the 30, but they don't see it that way.
So,
they think that they are supporting House Speaker John Boehner.
So before you go, I'm trying to see everyone's way out here regarding Obamacare, since they're so dug in on needing to get something versus needing not to give anything, the president's position. What possible way out do you see?
There are a couple of ways. One is quietly surrender on Obamacare. Fascinating thing. Last night, after this meeting at the White House, Hal Rogers, who's the head of the Appropriations Committee, we're asking him, what was talked about in the meeting? Where are you going? He's like, oh, well, we're going to work on reopening the government. We ask, did Obamacare come up? No. So 20 House Republicans go to the White House and they don't talk about Obamacare. That's a sign that this thing might be fading. The other way out is something that's being discussed by some Senate Republicans, which would be a small nod to the health care law, something like this medical devices tax, which even some Democrats, many Democrats, feel is a problematic part of the law. And so there's talk of doing away with replacing the medical devices tax. This is something that has been very heavily lobbied and would be a gift to the medical devices industry, but could well be the face saving out that people need.
Well, Friday afternoon going into the slower weekend news cycle is often when politicians like to hide their unpopular announcements. So I imagine the coming hours are prime time for poll watchers, including NPR congressional correspondent Tamara Keith. Tamara, thank you so much for giving us a few minutes.
So glad to be with you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We have former Disney chairman Michael Eisner standing by next. He's got a thing or two to say about the government shutdown, I understand. And also he'll talk about the award that his Eisner Foundation is giving out for intergenerational excellence. We'll see who the winner is and talk economics, media, and politics with Michael Eisner next. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.